ABC Radio Australia.
Last week, here on the show, I spoke with the president of the Federated States of Micronesia. He said that sincere apologies from several regional leaders had improved relations between Micronesian countries and the members of the Pacific Islands Forum. And during a virtual meeting last week, David Punwello said the prime ministers of Papua New Guinea, Fiji and Samoa apologised to Micronesian leaders over the dispute surrounding the election of the forum's secretary general earlier this year. Micronesian countries were angered when their candidate for the Secretary General position was not chosen, and they jointly decided to withdraw from the forum. And following the meeting, Mr. Punwello said his country's decision to withdraw from the forum still stands, but the way forward is very positive. And for another Micronesian perspective, I am joined now by the President of Palau, Soerengo Whips Jr. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Mr. President, what's your view of the apologies offered from PNG, Fiji and Samoa last week?
You know, I didn't have the opportunity of attending the meeting, but I spoke to our chairman, the president of Nauru, and he definitely conveyed the sincere apologies that the leaders from the other islands conveyed. And I, you know, first of all, we just appreciate opportunity to engage and to continue dialogue with our brothers and sisters throughout the Pacific. And I think it shows that there's an opportunity to work through this together.
Is it going to alter Palau's decision to withdraw from the Pacific Islands Forum?
Well, I think all of us have already put our papers forward to withdraw, and apologies also require action. And I think the action that we're expecting has not happened yet, but I think it points in a direction forward, and hopefully the actions that will be taken by the forum will remedy what our disappointment in the last forum were.
Do you agree with the Prime Minister of the Federated States of Micronesia, Mr. David Punwello, that way forward is very positive at the moment?
Well, I guess when I haven't seen any results yet. They've had discussions, and we've had apologies. So I guess the next step is, will the commitment that all Pacific brothers agreed to of a rotating secretary general throughout the regions be upheld? And then I think that's once that commitment is honored, I think we can see a way forward. Otherwise, you know, it's just talk. That's the way I look at it. So I hope that that's what those apologies mean. And hopefully that, you know, we hear the sincerity of that, those are colleagues from those other islands, but we have not heard from the rest of the Pacific and Australia or New Zealand. But I hope that they share the same views, and that will definitely point in a direction that we can move forward.
This commitment of a policy for rotating the Secretary General, would this have to be put in writing for you to rejoin PIF?
Well, I think it goes further than that, than just in writing. I think the current position on our side has been our candidate needs to be put in immediately. So I think that would be the definite way forward. That would resolve it quickly.
So you'd like to see Henry Puna removed from the position as soon as possible and your candidate put in instead?
Yeah, I think that would bring us back in quickly.
And do you have a specific timeline for when you'd like to see this happen?
Well, that timeline is really up to the rest of the members. We've pulled out, so they have to show that we're welcome back, and this is the commitment that they have for the rest for Micronesia.
How likely do you think it is that those other leaders in PIF will, I guess, go along with that and remove Henry Puna and put in your candidate?
Well, you know, We need to continue to dialogue with them, and they need to come up with a solution. And we have 1 year, so I guess they've got 1 year to figure that out.
So where does the issue go from here then, Mr. President? Mr. Panuelo said there might be another meeting in May. Is that something you're looking forward towards?
Yes, I think continued meetings are good. That helps us all continue to discuss. The dialogue is important. No meetings means no dialogue. So it's good that they continue to schedule meetings and continue the dialogue.
You're listening to the president of Palau, Mr. Sarungal Whips Jr., here on Pacific Beat with me, Jordan Fennell. Mr. President, you recently travelled to Taiwan to mark the start of a travel bubble with Palau, and we heard an initial group of Taiwanese tourists had arrived. Tell me, how is that travel bubble going at the moment?
Well, we have our challenges because, as you know, we're a COVID-free nation, and so is Taiwan. Basically, they have no community spread. So we opened a travel bubble, but unlike most travel bubbles, we still test on both ends. So we test them when they come in. They test us when we go there. And that creates a lot of additional cost, as you know. And so one of the challenges and hurdles that we've had is the testing. We got to make it easier for travelers to travel between both countries. And that just requires, I think, more trust that we really don't have COVID in both places. So we've had our challenges. We're trying to work through them. We've had tourists come. Unfortunately, over the first month of the bubble, just a shy of 300 tourists. But I say 300 is more than what we had last year, which was zero. And we're hopeful that May will improve because we're continuing trying to speed up the process of testing and trying to make sure that the customer experience to come and visit Palau is not so difficult. But we're positive, and we, you know, of course, the first flight that I came on, there was 100 passengers, so it was exciting. But now, you know, the real challenge to make it work is there, and we're very positive for the summer. I think the summer months, once we've worked out our you know, mutual understanding, we've flown back and forth for a month, we see what's been happening. I think it raises a level of comfort on both sides. And maybe we can relax some of our rules to just allow for the customers to continue to enjoy Palau. I know that Australia and New Zealand recently opened a bubble, and but I think it's a little more lax than what we do because you don't test on both ends, right? But it's the challenges we've had. And of course, the most important thing is that you make baby steps, but they're steps forward. Kind of like the forum. We've had a first meeting. We continue the meetings, and hopefully we come to a conclusion that everybody can live with and we can all work together. So we're hopeful, we're positive, and the most important thing is we've taken the first step, and we continue to move forward.
And on those steps forward, just in terms of the travel bubble, how important is it that Palau continues that vaccination rollout? Are you aiming for any particular percentage of your population to help with that trust between the two countries, Taiwan and Palau?
Yes, actually, that's I think the main reason why we've been able to open the bubble is we are COVID-free. So because of that, it was maybe a little easier for us when we reached almost 60% of our population that's over 18 was vaccinated. Now, as of the end of this month, at the beginning of May, we've reached 92% of our adult population has been vaccinated, which is almost 70% of our whole population. So we're getting very close to herd immunity. So it'll help us and maybe relaxing some of those requirements to really facilitate travel between the two countries.
And I'm sure many countries watching on quite jealously that you do have those travel bubbles opening up and also no COVID-19 at the moment. Well, President Sarungal Whips Jr., thank you very much for joining me here on Pacific Beat this morning.
And we hope that someday that we'd have a travel bubble between Australia and Palau. We look forward to that.
Yes, I'm sure I would love to visit Palau. So it would be lovely to see that open up. Fingers crossed, of course. Thank you very much for joining me here on the show.
Oh, thank you.
That was the president of Palau, Sarungal Whips Jr., speaking with me there.